Hi there, Mr. Leach.
Yes, sir.
Robert.
Yes.
Can you hear
Hello.
me?
Yeah,
Hi,
I
buddy.
can hear you.
My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. Robert, how are you? Can you hear me, Robert?
Hi, I'm here.
Yeah, buddy. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. Have you got 5 minutes to have a quick chat with me about your case, Robert?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. As I said before, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. Just to let you know, Robert, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my job as an investigator to get to know you, get familiarized with your case, and then go out and get the information, the evidence, if you like, for you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to drag you over the old stuff we've already gone through with you, our customer care team has, Ray James and the likes. What my job is to do, Robert, is to ask you some difficult questions about how your time in care has followed you into your adulthood, whether that be drink or drug addictions, any sort of depression, anxiety, PTSD. What I'll then do, Robert, is I'll then target those relevant authorities, and I'll get as much information as I possibly can, just so we can tie the story back to your time in care, just so we give Scottish Regis an accurate picture of, you know, what happened to you when you were younger is still potentially happening to you as an adult.
Yeah,
is that okay,
Robert?
Okay. Have you or do you suffer with any sort of depression or anxiety, Robert?
From time to time, yes.
Okay. And have you sought medical attention or any medication? The antidepressants, anti-anxiety medication from your doctor?
No, my doctor wouldn't give me anything like that.
Okay. May I ask why?
I'm not too sure.
Oh, okay. Have you had any sort of issues with drink or drugs, Robert?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Which one of those was it? Was it, or was it both?
It was both.
Okay.
But I was treated as a binge alcoholic and binge drug user from the doctors.
Okay. And that's through your GP, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you on any sort of methadone? Is that why you can't go on antidepressants or?
When I say drugs, I didn't use like heroin or smack a lot, it was more the sort of drugs I was using.
Okay. So recreational drugs.
Yeah, but my main thing was always drink.
Okay. And your doctor knows about all this, does he, Robert?
Yeah, he had me on tablets for where you can't drink without throwing up and having to go to the hospital.
Ah, yeah, what are they like?
Because when I drank, it was proper.
Yeah, you went for it.
It was like I would have a couple of beers in the house, along with maybe a litre of vodka, then go out to the pub.
Yeah, I get that, buddy. You know, it's not surprising. Obviously, due to the foundations in which your younger life was built on. Many of my clients are on, you know, have suffered with alcohol or substance abuse. So I commend you for being, you know, still around really to talk to me. I do have to ask you a really, you know, serious question, Robert, and I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't ask. Have you ever tried to take your own life?
Not in the conventional sense, through the amount I was drinking.
Okay,
a few times I was in the hospital with an overdose of alcohol.
Okay, but you have OD'd on alcohol, have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Must be say 3 or 4 times I've been actually taken to the hospital with it.
Okay, what I'll do, buddy, is if it's okay with you, I'll get you there. I'll get them hospital names off you in a second, and also your GP's details, and I'll write to both, with obviously with your permission. I won't tell them why I'm writing, but I will get all of your medical records, so we can paint a picture for you, Robert, or paint a picture for Scottish Readers of your life. And how it's been affected and disrupted by the trauma that you endured as a child. Can I take your GP's details, Robert, please?
So it's Top Street Surgery, Dunham.
Top Street.
Touch.
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 As in T-O-U-C-H.
C-H. Touch.
T-O-U-C-H. Spell it for me, buddy. Sorry.
C.
Yeah. Oh, Church. Church Street. Surgery. A medical centre. Surgery.
Dunham.
I spent most of my life repeating myself because of my accent, Robert. Sorry.
It's usually my accent.
Yeah, it's usually mine. I use that to text people. Because they can't understand me. Okay, so I've got Church Street Surgery, and what hospitals were you admitted to?
Dunham General Hospital.
Dunham
General Hospital.
Yeah,
and Inverclyde.
And Inverclyde?
Yeah.
General, is it?
Yeah, I went in there for a week, maybe 9 days one time.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, Robert, is I'm going to write to these three, your GP, the two hospitals that you stayed at. Excuse me. I'm also going to write to the local authorities of the care settings that you stayed at as well. I'm going to gather as much information as I possibly can for you. Do you want the information that I get from your time in care, Robert?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how would you like me to send you that, buddy? Would you like me to send you that by email or by post?
Email.
Okay. Copies. By email. Okay. So what I'll do is we'll go through all of your paperwork together. Me and you will set some time aside. I may even come up and see you. But what we'll do is we'll go through absolutely everything together. We'll make sure that all of your statements are, you know, in line, and we're not missing anything else. What I don't want to do is I don't want to submit, Robert, and then go, nightmare, we should have done this. What I want to do is give you the best chance. And us, to be fair, because we're tied in with you on a no-win, no-fee. But most importantly is you, to give you the best chance of getting, you know, the maximum amount of recognition as well as the maximum amount of compensation we can get for you. Yep. So we'll go through that together. We'll go through your statements. We'll submit it to the Scottish Redress. We'll hopefully then get a panel date. What happens as a panel date is a bunch of people will... adjudicate or judge or your case or our case, you say, and then hopefully we'll then get an offer. We'll obviously be with you all the way. We'll advise you whether to accept or deny the offer, whether it's right or, you know, it's wrong for you, and then hopefully then we'll get you some recognition of what's happened to you, and hopefully some compensation.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me, Robert?
No. Okay. I'll probably have some after I get the email from you with the stuff.
Yeah, well, we'll go through that together, buddy. We'll make sure that we've got plenty of time to go through all your information together. Like I said, I may even come up and sit with you. So obviously that's me going forward. Due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Robert, I need you to understand exactly what our fees are. It may be explained to you in the past, and I may be repeating myself, but before I take on your case, I need to make sure that you are fully aware of what our fees are, and what other options are out there for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Robert, that you could actually and still can apply for Scottish redress payments yourself. You don't need a law firm. Then what that will entail is gathering your own evidence and building your own case. And then obviously it's down to you getting, you trusting the Scottish redress scheme to pay you fairly. And obviously I know you've been let down multiple times by institutions, so that's an option. There are other law firms out there who can help you apply. They won't take any fees off you, Robert. They participate in what's called the government legal fee scheme, where they get paid £2,000 by the Scottish government, whether you win, lose or draw. Now, I can't legally comment on them law firm practices, what they do and what they're, more importantly, what they don't do for you. What I can explain and what I can tell you is we've rejected that scheme multiple times. We don't take the £2,000. We don't want it. We've told them we're not taking that fee. We're hitching our wagon to you. What that means is on a no-win, no-fee, we win together or we lose together. And it's up to us as a law firm to get you as much compensation as you possibly can. How we do that is our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. So no matter how long or how much work we put into your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%. On the flip side to that, no matter how long or how much work we put into your case and we're not successful with the claim, we will not charge you a penny. You've already been through so much emotional hardship throughout your life. We're not going to, and the regulator wouldn't allow us to put any sort of financial hardship onto you either. So it's a genuine no-win, no-fee, Robert. Do you understand those three options, Robert?
Yeah. James and Ben from MMA. They've both been through that with me a couple of times.
Perfect. Are you still happy for me to run with your case?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so what I'll do, Robert, is I will send you out all my contact details over the next 2 days. My name's Michael. It'll only be me that you deal with now. If you can't get hold of me, then obviously, you know, give James a call. And he'll get hold of me. But if you can't get hold of me, leave a message. I'll get straight back to you. I work for you, Robert, so you can ring me anytime. If you're struggling or you need any, you know, guidance or just want to have a chat, really, just give me a call. I'm always on hand for you. So I'll write to you within a couple of days with all my contact details. In the meantime, I'll start sending out the information requests to the two hospitals, the GP and the local authorities of the care settings. Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, no problem.
Fantastic. Do you have any questions for me, Robert?
No, not yet.
Okay, buddy, perfect. So let me just check. I've got absolutely everything from you, document-wise. So with your ID here, which is your solid tire card. That's cool. I've got your proof of address. Okay, so I've got your bank details here. Which is fine because I do need them, but we will need to submit them to Scottish Redress at some point for your compensation. So, yeah, that's all good. What I'll do, Robert, is I'll start getting to work on your case, and I'll be in touch in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you very much, sir.
Right,
if you have any more questions, just give me a ring, and I'll get them answered for you.
Great, thanks very much.
Thanks for talking to me, Robert. Thank you very much.
Right, thank you.
Bye now.